they did the things at the very end to win last second, and obviously it's very frustrating and disappointing from our standpoint. And it was a great comeback, the final drive for them. They did a good job, and I congratulate them for that. You get a game like this, I tell my team, these are very difficult losses because, you're making mistakes, but you're battling back. And I was proud of my football team for doing that. But the other side of that is you're disappointed you didn't play better. And I think you should, and I give Kansas a lot of credit for that. I thought they played a very, very good football game. And now we have to, we got to turn this thing around in 24 hours. So that's going to let them, they're not going to feel real good for a while, but it's my job to get them going again. And there's a lot of opportunity out there. And we're going to work to do that. I think in games like this, you could point to defensive plays, offensive plays, kicking plays, and say, well, if this happened different, it would probably change. And that's what happens. So we win and lose together as a team. And we'll get back to work and get ready to go for a great opportunity next week. Yeah, he's a really good player. I mean, the guy's a great player. He made a bunch of plays first half. I mean, he was off balance and he was throwing some great completions. We blitzed at the end and didn't get to him, and broke down a little bit in there, and didn't execute it like we wanted to. And he had too much time to throw, and he ended up getting it. If we'd have sacked him, it would have been a great call. But he held the ball for quite a bit. We just didn't get to him. Yeah, 5 seconds is just too risky. And if you catch it, and we just didn't feel like we thought we'd run out of time and not have a chance. So, we anything around 5 seconds, we generally will not run the play, as a general rule. And you don't know exactly, is it closer to four? I mean, where is it at? I don't know. And the problem with that, if that clock doesn't, who's running the clock? We just want to have a chance to kick it. Yeah, I tried to gain an advantage of that. That didn't help. But that was a real critical call because that clock runs, that clock's down, and they got to use a timeout. They got to go up, and I mean that's wasting time. That was a really, really one that when it got turned around really didn't benefit us. I mean, when they snapped the football, they lost a few, but boy, that was huge. When you're fighting those second every seconds, and also what it does pressure-wise to the offense. But things like that happen. So there's a lot of other things could happen in that football game that can control the outcome more than that.
Gary, what was the thinking when you had Chase spike it with 11 seconds rather than use one of your two timeouts available?
Well, we just wanted to hold on. We weren't sure if we were going to need the two the next time around. It's just something we do. Down-wise, we're in good shape. So that's – no, that was not a problem at all.
Your message to your team at all, hey, this really doesn't affect anything as far as winning the Big 12 championship?
Well, that's the message, but they don't really want to hear that right now. So, they're competitors. They made a lot of mistakes in that game. I mean, we had turnovers, we had safety, and, we did, our kicking game on the kickoff returns after we scored. The last one, we were in pretty good shape. I think we got to the 32-yard line. The one before that was 50-yard line. Let's give them two first downs or first down and a half. And that was a squib kick, and that's one that you do that, you're going to give up a little bit, but you like to keep it by the 35. So there's a lot of, you go back, there's a lot of plays, a lot of different plays when it comes down to the last play of the game. Yeah, he played. He made some plays, did some good things, but he was still struggling a little bit. I think throughout the whole entire game.
He's really just not quite there then.
Yeah, he did some good things though, yeah. But I would suggest he's not 100%. But he kind of played through that, and we kind of communicate with him when he felt comfortable going in and not going.
What do you know about Cassidy Bridges and Jeremy? I guess Jeremy came back in, but what happened to them in terms of?
Jeremy, I think it was just his hip. That's what I got right there. It was just kind of sore a little bit, upper leg. I don't know if the ball caused it hitting the ground. I don't know what that was. Obviously, he went back out. And Castine, the last that I heard was right there was a lot of things going on right there. We knew it was out, but he had a torn meniscus. But I don't know that for sure. I'll try to get that to Chad so you guys know that right away exactly. I didn't. Our trainer was was busy with the player, so I didn't get a chance to ask him before I came out.
Gary, on the blitz, with all out halfway, how do you characterize
it? Yeah, we brought a lot of guys. We brought one of our safeties came later than what we would like, but that's just executing. So I thought it was a good call. I've been doing this a long time, so, you know, when it's a good call, it works. It's a good call. And I it went through me. I knew that we were doing it, and I thought it was a good call.
Anything else?
Okay, thank you.